Bryce, what was the difference in the second half for you guys, you think?
Oh, we're a lot more aggressive. I mean, me and Kennedy were moving a lot better in the middle, and we were able to get it in there, and we stopped turning the ball over for one. I mean, we had like 14 turnovers in the first half, so I mean, that was just the biggest thing for us.
What was the key against that zone in the second half in terms of establishing position,
Elmer? Just listening to the coaches, they say it was either one big guy post up against Christmas and the other one go high, and I mean, that's just what we did, and we were able to get him in foul trouble, and then he started to back off on his defense, so I mean, then we were able to just score on him. So, I mean, we just have to be more aggressive and not turn it over, like I said, and I mean, we'd be better off.
What was behind the plan? You came out the second half, you were 1-for-1, and you made like 3 straight shots in the first 90 seconds or so. You know, what was your mindset plan, or what was the plan?
I just tried to be a little bit more aggressive than I was in the first half. I kind of shied away from getting into the middle of the zone and just be able to get, like I got the first shot, I just got away from it, and then second half, I just was a little bit more aggressive, and I was able to hit 3 in a row, and I mean, just got us all started, and we just started playing well from there on.
Is Marcus now starting to get back to the Marcus that you guys remember? And is he starting to play that you know, leadership game, and, you know, all around game?
I mean, he's never left. I mean, Marcus has always been there. He just hasn't. I mean, some games he hasn't hit shots, and I mean, but if you think about it, he doesn't really have to do that this year. I mean, last year we didn't have as many guards, and I mean, we were kind of down now, but I mean, we still have a good number of guards out there, and I mean, he doesn't really have to go out there and average 17 a night for us. He can just go out there and just be a point guard and not try to be a legitimate scorer. I mean, he can score the ball, but at the end of the day, we do have other scorers like myself and Kennedy, and I mean, Nate came out tonight playing a fantastic game, and then we got Justin and everybody else on the bench that can come in and help him.
Do you expect Nate to shoot like that, or are you even maybe surprised when you start hitting a bunch of them?
Hey, if you shoot like that every game, we would go a long way. I mean, I'm happy for him. I mean, ever since he changed his shot, I mean, he's been trying to get his confidence up, and I mean, he was really knocking it down. I mean, we called him the baby burner, but I mean, tonight he was a flamethrower. He couldn't miss, and I mean, he's out there really knocking it down. I mean, that's what we really need from him because, I mean, they're going to be keying in on Marcus, and when they're in the game together, we're going to need somebody else to be able to get it back there from behind the 3-point line. I mean, he did a great job of doing that tonight.
Have you seen that coming for a while?
I mean, I've seen it coming. I mean, he hits one or two every other game, and I just knew eventually one game he was just going to go off, and then, I mean, that was the night. I mean, just hopefully that's just a confidence builder for him, and he can just continue to have a successful, like, playing time when he's in there with Marcus, or when he's just out there by himself.
When you were doing pickup, you know, when he was, I guess, making the transition of hands, you know, like what did you see out of his shot then? Was it like, how ugly was it? Or
it wasn't ugly. It looks like a more fluent shot than the one he had with his left. I mean, we'd pick at him and be like, why didn't you do that before? Because, I mean, that shot looks better than the left-handed one. So, I mean, it's just like I said, it's just nice to see him out there, just knocking him down and get his confidence back after changing his hands from this year to last year.
We always talk a lot about needing someone to dial on the floor and get out there and get involved. So you went on the floor and then went into the stands once. I think you got a nice little rear slap for it. Good job. Is that kind of behind what your thought process was tonight of going on the floor after
looking? That's always my thought process. Just, I went to his office today, and he's like, you finally jumped out on the floor. I was like, usually you say I trip over my own feet, but he's like, isn't that true? I was like, well, not really, but, and I was like, well, he's like, you have to do it a lot more, so I just saw the ball leaving, and just wanted to dive on it. I mean, that's the second interest in me now.
What kind of words of encouragement is Jerry giving the team here?
Just tell us to go out there and play hard, man. Go out there and no shy away. Just go out there and be ready to play.
Who's his favorite player?
It's JP. JP's favorite player. That's his caretaker. He loves JP. He loves everybody, but he loves JP more.